Hello, and welcome to our new podcast, Gain, where we discuss the business of NDT on ndtnow.com. This podcast is intended to address business issues which pertain to the owners in the NDT industry. We will cover everything from digital engagement to business finance, as well as innovations in scheduling and project management. If you have a topic you'd like to hear about on one of our shows, feel free to contact us. Today's show is brought to you by SureHand, connecting employers with skilled industrial tradespeople. Visit them at surehand.com. Please note that any information and advice given on this show is purely for informational purposes only and is strongly suggested that you speak with a licensed financial professional about your particular situation. On today's show, we have Kenneth Bailey, co-founder and chief financial officer of TB3 NDT Consulting, a Goldman Sachs 10,000 small business alumni. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kenneth.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us what a Goldman Sachs alumni is and a little bit about the program in which TB3 participated?
Sure. The Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program was funded by Goldman Sachs that gives the alumni an education on practical business solutions, access to capital, and a network of advisors. The program is designed by Babson College, the nation's number one ranked entrepreneurship school in the country, MBA program ranked by the U.S. News and World Report. The capital piece is through a network of national community-developed financial institutions and the other capital partners designed to provide small business with affordable capital that they otherwise may not qualify for, like traditional sources of credit. The supportive network of advisors and peers is offered through partnerships with national and local business organizations and professional service firms.
Wow, it sounds like a really impressive and important program. Well, as you can imagine, many people listening to this podcast today, especially in our industry, are reeling from what is occurring in our world with COVID-19. You know, many people have had to dip into their savings or apply for the PPP loans or even apply for small business loans or other means of covering costs at this time. Additionally, with the crises in the aviation space, as well as in oil and gas, many people have lost their jobs recently or have had to projects or payments deferred. So can you discuss a little bit about what people should be looking to do over the next few months to begin to recover from the business interruption that the pandemic has caused?
Absolutely. For starters, they should check and see if they have business interruption or something called business income insurance, whether it's production-based or sales-based, which can help reduce their loss of income or revenues. And what that does is that pays for their mortgages, their rent, any lease payment or loan payment, taxes, payroll, and relocation costs. Reach out to your business banker and your personal banker for updates on the PPP and other programs that are designed to help business owners. Look at their current financial picture to see where they are. Number one, how much money do you have? Number two, what is my available credit? And number three, how much debt are you carrying?
Thank you for that. So as we start to come out of this crisis, what can people do to prepare themselves and their businesses for a similar interruption that hopefully will not happen, but that we should prepare for anyway?
Absolutely. I would say check your financial health for your business as well as for your personal, because both of them are imperative. Number two, make sure that you have at least 6 months of living expenses as well as business expenses in cash for times like these. Keep an eye out on your business and personal credit rating, and keep in contact with your customers, either by phone, email, Zoom, and make sure that if you're going to offer services, that you can offer them in a remote capacity until we get back to face-to-face services.
That's really good advice. Now, I've heard that there might be some news on the PPP loans and some of the implications that that might have with the IRS. Can you go into that a little bit?
Sure. So about 2 days ago, there was a piece that came out on the 10,000 Small Business app with Goldman Sachs. It said that the IRS was going to be taxing the PPP loans, and I believe the tax rate was going to be at 37%.
Wow. That's quite steep. So certainly if you've gotten one of those PPP loans, you might want to look into that because that will certainly affect your taxes.
And it's also going to affect how you spend the money. So if you're planning to bring back some jobs and now you have 40% less money than what you plan to do that with, it's going to have an impact on your decision.
So true. So is there any other advice that you would give for our listeners today in terms of preparation for the next 18 months or so as we look to the future?
Yes. Just check on your existing customers and don't be afraid to offer them discounts during this brief time of economic slowdown. From an investment standpoint, continue to contribute to your 401ks and your IRAs. These are tax-deferred vehicles that are offered by your employer to help you save for retirement. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while just to say hello. Look to create new business relationships with people in other industries. During times like this, we in NDT, we have to adapt to our current economic environment. And chances are your customers are looking to do this too. As a 10KSB alumni, we have taken a few classes to help our business. One, on how to negotiate during COVID-19. Two, a cybersecurity class on how to become aware of cybersecurity threats. And three, a class on CRM so you can better manage your customers. Now would be a good time to look at your resumes, to look at training, possibly attending more certifications, looking to go from NAS 410 to AS&T, do an audit on yourself as far as an assessment to help streamline that process and market yourself to current and other industries that require the type of services that you provide. For individuals who are unemployed, they may need to update their resume and focus on NDT markets that are in demand. Right now, that would be the building and constructing sectors, the medical industries, as well as the Department of Defense. Look to invest into their certifications and learn how to go from a level 2 to a level 3. Take classes to advance their NDT knowledge in more advanced technologies like eddy current array, phased array, ultrasonics, and digital radiography. But for the individuals that are currently employed, secure that position and make sure that you have a place that is a needed job position. Make sure you have multiple methods, not just one. Level 3 should be open to inspecting parts as well as doing administrative services. All NDT professionals should learn more about QA or quality assurance. Make sure that you're a needed asset or in today's terms, essential worker. For the businesses, business models should not be allocated in one particular customer or one particular industry. An example of that is manufacturing products and inspections in-house. Be open to accepting outside jobs and outside vendors to keep that cash flowing coming in to the business. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. All of these people, whether unemployed, employed, or business owners, they need to make sure that they have an emergency fund. You can't stress that enough. TB3, being a consultant firm of the NDT and an alumni of the Goldman Sachs 10KSB, we're able to help companies in business, develop structure and growth strategies. And if you are a do-it-yourselfer, you can visit the websites like the SBA and the SBDC. Soon, we'll look to host a seminar that will do a deep dive into the following. Number one, how to finance a business structure and how to avoid financial future. Number two, what retirement programs are best for your business or my business. And last but not least, how to start a business.
Well, thank you, Kenneth. That you actually brought up some really good points there. I think One in particular is that this is such a good time to invest in yourself, whether it's in your business or whether it's in you personally, getting more education, getting more skills, whether it's learning to do, you know, rope access at this time, or even learning how to work with robotics, something like that, where it's going to differentiate yourself in the future, for other turndowns. And especially looking to diversify the sectors that you're working in. So from sector to sector, there's certainly different areas that need to be focused upon. And so whether you're going into construction, because theoretically that business is going to come back first, and in some places it hasn't slowed down at all, but going into one of those other sectors can be really good for your resume and good for your overall career. Learning those new skills really allows you to problem solve in a different way. And I think that's really important for people to focus on right now. Even those that are unemployed, there's a lot of free webinars out there right now where you can just get a lot of education while you're still applying for jobs, or you know, making sure that you're on every employment platform, or just trying to differentiate yourself as much as possible during this time. So I think that was really good advice, and hopefully our listeners will take it to heart and diversify as well as work on education during this time if they find themselves unemployed.
Absolutely.
So, and thank you again for joining us. Please keep us up to date on those seminars that you're going to be offering. I think some of our listeners would find that really interesting, and especially how to start a new business. Some people who were laid off now, especially maybe a level 3, is looking to start their own business during this time, might be of real interest to some of the listeners today. So that would be great. And I'm sure that we can help contribute a little bit here at ndtnow.com for sure on that one.
Absolutely. And let me just add one more thing to that. So part of the 10KSB program, there was a veteran in there who was a reseller of merchandise, and he had his corporation set up as a C Corp. And, you know, we're peer-to-peer learning here. So we're all about sharing the information with one another to help each other better. So after getting advice from one of the cohort members about switching from a C Corp to an S Corp, he was actually able to save about $30,000 on his revenues prior to filing his tax return. And, you know, those are the type of advice that people need to hear.
Wow. That's some really great advice. I'm sure many people would like to have some sort of change like that.
Absolutely.
So, well, thank you again for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. And if anyone have any questions, they can reach me via email at ken@tb3ndt.com.
Thank you again. And remember, if you have any specific topics you'd like to hear about on GAIN, specifically on the business of NDT or any sort of management topic, feel free to reach out to us at ndtnow.com. And thank you again to our sponsor, SureHand. Let good jobs find you. Visit them at surehand.com.